continuing in the middle of paragraph Mem Beis in Hilchas Pikudim Halacha Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, now that we don't have this Beis Hamikdash, this central command center to broadcast to the whole world the greatness of Hashem, now the Chiyuv falls on every individual Jew in every single country. That whatever place a Jew is exiled to and he finds himself traveling to all of these distant places, that he should be able to bring the He'oras Hadas to the furthest people. And how does this all take place? It's all based on the tzaddik emes of the generation, shehu bechinas Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheoso oz tikunim nifloim betoyrosoi sheherbitz biyisroelos. This is the symbol of this is Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai, where the Gemara says that he made these major takonos for Klal Yisrael at that time, ad shehiskin sheyia lulav nitel b'medina kol shiva, to the point where he was able to make it possible that the lulav should be able to be taken by Jews throughout the whole world for 7 days. Kitzrichim b'chol medina lahamshich olohoyer hadas l'rechoykim alidei riboy sforim akdoshim. Because we learned earlier that the way to broadcast Hashem to the furthest Jews and to reach, you know, all the furthest places is through the tikkun of emunas chachomim, which means adding sforim to the Torah. Shezel b'chinas netilas lulav kanal. That's represented by this tikkun of the netilas lulav. Ki hagolus v'hatiltul nisapech l'toiva kanal. Because now, the fact that we're in exile and the fact that we're forced to wander and everything works to our benefit. B'bechinas mashom razal, as the Gemara says, loy golu Yisrael elo kedei sheyitoysu aleim gerim. The only reason why Hashem sent the Jews into exile is that Gerim should be able to join with us. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, if we're living in our own little Me'er Shorim in Eretz Yisrael, then how can you do outreach? But by Hashem throwing us out into the lands of the world where we actually have to rub shoulders with the Goyim even, Rachmon Elitzlan, that's what makes it possible for those Goyim that are worthy to come and join the ranks. Ukemay Shekosuf, as another Pasuk says, V'nishar gamhu leilokeinu. That even they, even those in Klipas Noiga, even those in the most distant places, will also be able to come join Hashem. Ukamuva Leelmize, as we spoke about this earlier, Vohovein Heitev, and understand this very, very well. Now, Lahavdil, everything has its purpose in Kedusha. Those that are familiar with computers know that once upon a time, in the olden days, thousands of years ago, when they first started with computers, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I'm saying, you know, when it was big, then in those days, you started with a computer, a big mama, and then you got a bigger mama, and then a bigger mama, until you had these banks that had these IBM 3040, you know, the massive, massive computers, where your first computer was able to handle, you know, 1,000 transactions a minute, then you got the bigger one that could handle 4 million transactions a second. And each time multiplying bigger, larger quantities of data, faster access, and all kinds of things. This was the trend during the first round of computers. And this was more powerful, bigger, better. Then suddenly, they got this bright idea to reverse it, in a sense, of decentralizing the whole thing. Instead of having this one big Zetzer in one place that has to transmit, broadcast to all of, again, companies that have branches throughout the United States, so throughout doing it all in one place, having sort of smaller computers located in several locations, and they're cranking it out to all of those different places, and it gives the people in that area itself better access, and it's able to reach more. The big one, which was in one place, fine, it could reach 50 locations. But if you were able to put 10 small ones in 10 locations, you were able to reach 600 locations as a result. Then they went still further, and they have this thing today called networking, where you're dealing with computers a tenth of the size, or a tenth, one thousandth of the size of those big ones, and now it's no longer the guy in the individual place doesn't even have any big computer. He's got like a terminal, and yet from his terminal, which is a much more simple item, he's communicating faster, better, easier with the smaller computers that he's linked up to, you know, than it was when they were dealing with that big one, you know, that was trying to broadcast to a couple of places. Lahavdil. Rav Nosson Zal said here, once upon a time there was a Beis HaMikdash. Once upon a time, the way Hashem was broadcasted on earth was that there was a land of Eretz Yisrael, there was a city Yerushalayim, there was a mountain. Amim Har Yikro, all the nations of the earth. If anybody wanted to know about Hashem, it was all tied into that one site on earth, the Beis HaMikdash. It was being broadcast from Kimitzion Teitze Soira. But Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, which on one hand is a major tragedy, it's terrible, it's a big loss, but if it was so bad, why would Hashem do it? That's where Rav Nosson Zal said that despite the fact that it is bad, there's a good, there's another side to this coin. There's a side where it couldn't be any other way. If it was so bad, if it were really all bad, Hashem wouldn't have done it. Hashem would have figured out some other way to fix the situation. But Hashem, kaviyochel, with his infinite wisdom, understood that there's going to be a benefit, that as a result of the Beis HaMikdash being torn down, and now the Jews get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and sent to all of these different places throughout the world, as a result of that, they're going to be able to reach further and better, to an extent, than they were even able to reach when there was a Beis HaMikdash. As Rav Nosson Zal says here, that the Gemara, because the Gemara makes a statement, Lo Golu Yisrael Elo Kadesh Yikarv Gerim. What do you mean? Why couldn't we be Makarv Gerim sitting by remote control? Why couldn't we be sitting in the Beis HaMikdash pushing the buttons and be Makarv? The answer is because it seems it can't work that way. It seems that Daika, as a result of the Yidden being thrown into Mars, into New York, and into California, and into Gibraltar, all of these places, Daika through that, you can have certain people whom, if it were only being done via whom when there was the Beis HaMikdash method, it couldn't be as far-reaching and as easy access as now when the Yidden are strewn, splattered all over the world, you know, and the access is greater, able to reach more people, further places, all Madregas, but on one condition. The one condition is the Tzadik Emes. The one condition is Rabbi Yochanan Ben, that this Takona wasn't made Stam. It had to be Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That if Klal Yisrael, in this state of Golus, and if they realize that their only hope, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, their only hope is plugging into the Tzadik Emes, that he's the replacement for the Kodesh Kodoshim, he is the Seichel HaKoylel, he is today's Kodesh HaKodesh and everything, and again, to an extent, he has further reaching capabilities, to an extent, than they had during the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and there was this Kodesh Kodoshim, then it's possible to make all of these tikkunim. And this is where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was able to be mesakim, that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the 7 days lulav was being done only in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Tzadik Emes has the permission and the power to institute that same tikkun throughout the whole world. This decentralize the whole thing and scatter it all over the world and make it even more effective in a sense. We're continuing in Hilchas Pikud Malacha Hei Ois Mem Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh Bechinas Simchas Beis HaShoyeva." This is the concept related to what we were discussing till now of the special simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash during Chalamoyed Sukkos, where they poured water on the mizbeach once a year, just during Chalamoyed Sukkos. Bechinas Ushaftem Mayim Besosoin Mimayne Hayshua. The Pasuk says, you will draw waters with joy from the wells of salvation. Shenimshach mebechinas mayim tohirim hanal. This is tied into the pure waters that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in this chapter on the Likutei Moran that we've been dealing with till now. Shaydezeh nisrabim asforim akdoshim, which causes an increase in the sforim. Shaydezeh nisrabah hasimcha, which causes an increase in simcha. Bechinas oyer tzadikim yismoch, as the pasuk says, the light of tzadikim brings joy. Bechinas chodi Rabbi Shimon, as it says in that chapter Likutei Moran over there, that Rabbi Shimon was joyous. Kemoshekosav shom batoyranal ayin shom heitev, as is written in that chapter Likutei Moran. If you'll study it, you'll see. In other words, one of the topics that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there is this concept of pure waters that serve as a tikkun, as part of the whole major tikkun we're talking about over there. Rav Nosson Zal says that's why we have this Nisuch HaMayim that took place during this holiday season. V'alkein b'shmini atzeres v'simchas toiro she'oz hu gemar hatikin shol Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim kemuva b'kavonois. And in addition to this, this is why on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which is when we complete what we started on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as is written in the writings of the Arizal, that this 21-day period is one long stretch. We start it on Rosh Hashanah and we finish it on Simchas Torah. She'oz, haynu, she'oz, nigmar v'nishlam b'chinas tikkun ha-malchus. It's on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah that we complete the tikkun ho'emuna, which means the tikkun ha-malchus, she'ibachinas emuna, kiyodua, because malchus and emuna are synonymous. I mentioned recently the pasuk, u'malchusoi ve'emunosoi lo'ad kayomis. Hashem's kingdom and our faith in him are eternal, are permanent. Those two go together. Al kein oz misaimim esatoiru u'maschilin esatoiru mechodosh. It's for this reason that you could understand why on that final day we complete the Torah and we start it anew. The kol echot mi Yisrael oyla la Torah, and each and every single Jew is invited up to the Torah on Simchas Torah. V'chein kol echot noitel sefer Torah biyodoi u'makif es habima b'simcha, and so too every single Yid is invited to hold the sefer Torah and to go around to dance around the bima b'simcha, with joy. Hakol laharois shezeu bechinas hatikun hanifla shehemshachnu mei Rosh Hashanah ad Heina. This is all to show that we're at the conclusion of this major tikkun, which started right from Rosh Hashanah, and it's been continuing till now. Shehakol hu bechinas tikkun emunas chachamim, which was all related to the concept of a tikkun for faith in tzaddikim. We learned earlier that to the extent that we believe in the Chachamim, to that extent we add new Sforim to the Torah. We consider their writings important. And this brings a major completeness to the Torah. That's why this is the most appropriate time for all the Jews to rejoice with the Torah, the kol echot noitel sefer Torah biyodoi, and every single Jew takes a sefer Torah in his hand. Lahoyrois, to show shekol echot mi Yisrael yesh lo chelik chelik b'shleimus ha-sefer Torah, that each and every single one of us has a share in the completing of the sefer Torah, in the completion of the Torah, kifi chelkoi b'hatikun shel Rosh Hashanah v'chulu. To the extent that we are participating in this tikkun that started from Rosh Hashanah till now, which is the tikkun of Emunas Chachamim, She'oz HaKoyel Shovu B'Tshuva, because we said that from Rosh Hashanah till now, we've all been involved in a procedure of tshuva, and the main tshuva was for the union of Emunah, and the main Emunah is Emunas Chachamim, that's what we spoke about. Nishlam HaTorah, and we said that to the extent that the Jews improved ourselves in Emunas Chachamim, to that extent we were zecher to bring the Torah to a completeness, to a state of completion. Now you could understand why we call it Simchas Torah. You would say Simcha is when there's a change, when there's something new. What's new? We're dancing with the Torah this year, we danced with the Torah last year, what's the big deal? Because we had learned earlier that part of this whole procedure, this tikkun of Emunas Chachamim, was involved the sechel pratim plugging into the sechel hakoilel, and that required achdus, ahavo, and achdus tremendously in order for that to happen. And that achdus brings about, it makes the light of the tzaddik glow, and all of these sichlim protim plug into the sechel ha-koilel. That's when you have this oyer tzaddikim yismoch, this chodi Rabbi Shimon, and he said anam b'chavivus etali milsa. So it's the fact that we realize that our doing tshuva for our weakness in emunas chachamim, our renewing our emunas tzaddikim from Rosh Hashanah, we said by traveling to the tzaddik, for Rosh Hashanah. Number one, and Bichlal, all of our trips, realizing that wherever a Jew goes, he's got to make a tikkun. And who is he to make a tikkun? The answer is, if he's plugged into the tzaddikim, they have the ability to make a tikkun in the most far-reaching places. To the extent that we're involved in this tikkun of Emunas Chachamim, to that extent, when it comes the end, we believe Be'emunah Shleima that the Torah has reached a new state of completeness that it didn't have before, because the Emunas Chachamim adds new Sforim to the Torah every single year. The fact that our faith in Chachamim is renewed, that means that all the new Sforim that were produced this year now have Chashivas to us, and they all get added to the Torah. The Torah isn't what it was last year, now it has a whole set of new additions to it, which we respect and which we consider significant. That's Simchas Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zalei adds one appendix to this. Keep in mind, we were talking about Hilchas Pikodoin. We spoke in the beginning about the topic of somebody giving somebody else something to hold on to for a period of time, the difference between Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, those issues. That was part of what we were doing it a few weeks ago, actually, in the beginning of this halacha. That's Rav Nosson Zalei spoke about Umnin, a craftsman, and what his law is when he's holding on to things. And we showed how all craftsmen, all of their knowledge is plugged into the Torah. They get all their knowledge from the Emunas Chachamim, from the Sforim that get added to the Torah. So now Rav Nosson Zalei adds one piece. V'zeh bechinas chakirus v'kablonus. This is also relevant and related to the topic of people who make an agreement with an owner of a field or an owner of an object. Chakirus means we make this is ches chof yud resh, not to be confused with ches kuf, the chakira, you know, of philosophy, that kind of thing. Nothing to do with that. This is an arrangement that's made between an owner of a field and a type of sharecropper, where I'll work the field for you, and I'll give you so much produce per year. I'll give you 100 bushels. Regardless of what the field produces, you get your 100 bushels. That's chakirus. The choker is the one who makes that agreement with the owner of the field. You don't have to work the field. You own the property. I'll work it for you, and I'll give you 100 bushels no matter what it produces. And kablanut, in this case, refers to a person who makes an agreement to give a certain percentage of the produce to the owner. Same agreement. You own the field, I'll work the field for you, and I'll give you a certain percentage of its produce. So in both of these cases, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mashe toilen ha-hefsid b'ha-choyker o-mekabel yoyser me'abalabayis kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch muvaleil. The law is that if any loss affects the field, if something goes wrong and there's a loss incurred, we impose the loss more so on the choyker than on the owner of the field, the kablan. It's this sharecropper who takes the hit, for the most part, more than the owner of the field. The owner of the field still has to get his percentage, that kind of thing, in most cases. As is explained in Shulchan Aruch, where it discusses these laws, the question is why? Ki ikar tikun avoidas hasoda shiatzliach bavoidosoi nimshach me hachachomim amitim ho'iskim batoira be'emes. The main tikkun that helps the farmers succeed with their fields, that their fields should produce properly and everything, comes about through the Talmidei Chachamim who sit and study Torah and struggle over the Torah until they're able to bring forth new sforim, new chidushim in Torah every year. To the extent that there's a new crop of Sforim written every year, to that same extent, the crops, the physical crops, the wheat and barley and those things, come out good also. U'mechabrim Sforim Kedoshim, and they produce new Sforim, Shal Yodom Nishlam HaTorah Kanal, which brings the Torah to a Shlemus. It completes the Torah more. U'mehem Nimshach Tikun Avodas HaSodeh. It's from their activities. That's what helps the fields. That's what helps the farmers have a successful harvest and everything like that. Ki ha-Torah ha-Kdoisho nikras sode vokerem vegan upardes. Because we find that all the terminology that's used about fields, orchards, vineyards, and all of those things, all of those names are used about the Torah. kemuva bipsukim rabim, as is found in many psukim throughout the Torah, ubemamore razal, in many statements of the Gemara, where the Torah is compared to fields and vineyards and all and gardens and these things. Ki kol echot tzorech lisyageya betorah ad sheyase peiros. Because each and every single Jew is required to study the Torah with enough effort to the point where his study produces fruit. What do we mean? That the person shouldn't be a dried out piece of wood, you know, that doesn't produce anything. But rather, each and every single Jew should be a fruit-bearing tree that produces fruit like itself. As is brought, dahainu, this means sheyechadesh b'Torah, that when a person learns, he shouldn't just be swallowing the knowledge, but as a result of the knowledge, his mind should expand, where he's able to bring forth new wisdom from the Torah, new ideas, new knowledge from the Torah. V'yotzei me haTorah etzos amitios liatzmoi ulechaverov, so that from a person's learning, he should be able to extract advice, practical, honest advice from the Torah to help himself and to help his friends. Umishpatei hanhogos yishoros, and be able to derive from the Torah a form of how to live properly, how to live well. Umeelu hachachomim amitiim, and from those true chachomim who study Torah this way, nimshach hakoyach v'hachius l'chol hoivim basode shiatzlichu b'avodosam. It's from them that those people that are working in the field get their energy and their hatzlocha in their work. It comes from the ones of the Torah. That's smach zvulun b'tzeisecha, when? V'yisochar b'yalecha. To the extent that Yisochar is learning, according to how well Yisochar is learning, that's the extent that zvulun is successful in his parnosa. And there are people that have made this kind of deal. There are people who made an agreement with a Talmud Chacham, you go learn, I'll work and support you. And then they tell a guy that's learning, but make sure you learn well, because it's obvious that my success in business is going to depend on how well you're learning. But who's giving who? Who's the one who's supporting who? It's silly. The Torah support. The Gemara says that when the Jews carried the Oroin, the Holy Ark, in the desert, who is carrying who? Their feet didn't touch the ground. They had to hold it, but yet Hashem made an obvious, clear miracle where their feet were off the ground to show that the Torah supports its supporters. It's not the people that are giving money that they're supporting the Torah. It's the other way around. The Torah is supporting those that are working. And here he explains what's called mamash learning. Mamash learning isn't pilpul shel hevel. That's that. He says learning means the type of learning from which the person extracts hanhogos yishorois mishpatei emes eitzois for avodas Hashem. That's the ikar limud. The alkane, and therefore kol tikunom al yedei emunas chachamim. The entire tikun of these people, the workers in the farms and everything, is dependent on emunas chachamim shemishom kol chiyusam, because their whole chiyus is coming from these chachamim. So they better believe. If they think that the guys that are learning are zeros, then where's their parnosa going to come from? Ki kilkul hasode chas v'shalom nimshach michet. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show. A person said, what kind of far-fetched connection is this? You mean to tell me that what's going to grow in the fields has some kind of connection to the guy learning? Rav Nosson Zal is going to show you a perfect proof and example going back to the beginning. Ki kilkul hasodeh chas v'sholem nimshach michet odom arishim. The fact that it's possible to plant a field and have something go wrong and not harvest successfully, where does that originate from? That originates from Odom Arishin eating from the Eitz Hadas. Midchinas Aruroch Adoma Bavurecha. The Torah says right there that Hashem issued 39 curses at the time, 10 to Odom Arishin, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth. The earth was cursed because of Odom Arishin, because Odom Arishin ate from the Eitz Hadas. Rachmona Litzlon. Ki Pogam Be'emunas Chachamim Kanal. And we discussed earlier, if you recall, that what was Odom Arishin's crime? His crime was a pegamen in munas chachamim. Which Chacham was he supposed to believe in? He was supposed to believe in Adam Arishin. He was the Chacham at the time. He was the rabbi of all the angels, and he was the one who Hashem had spoken to, and Hashem told him, don't eat from this tree, because if you do, you're going to die. And just because some snake comes along, or his wife comes along, and starts hacking him a chaynik, trying to convince him to eat from it, he should have had emunas chachomim in himself, and in what Hashem told him, and held strong. The fact that he didn't, it's classified as a pigam in emunas chachomim. Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier, if you recall, he went into major detail in emphasizing this, that one of the main forms of emuna that a Jew has to have is a certain emuna in himself, a certain emuna in what he's learning, and that it's the truth and everything. So therefore, we see that the fact that fields get messed up, the fact that the ground was cursed, that it's possible to plant and not harvest, or plant and have things come out cuckoo, is all based on pegam emunas chachamim. That's where it originated from. V'al kein kol hatikun al yedei emunas chachamim. Therefore, to the extent that people want to correct that situation and ensure that their crops do produce well and everything, it's dependent on fixing this item, emunas chachamim. Because it's those chachamim who struggle in Torah, they are in the category of what the pasuk says: those who work the earth will be full with bread. In other words, the person who struggles will be zeche to have the results of it. Will have bread to eat. Lachma do'iraisa. Which bread? They're the ones who work in the bread of the Torah. By the Torah, we find the same terminology used. Lechu lachmu balachmi. Hashem says, come and do battle. Come break bread. Eat my bread, which is the Torah. The Torah is called bread. Kihem misyagim lasos peros. Because those chachomim struggle in their learning to produce fruit. Ulahatzliach bavidosam. And to succeed in their work. Because about them the pasuk writes, "V'hoyo ke'etz shosul al palgei mayim," that they'll be like trees that are planted next to solid sources of water, asher pirioi yitain beitoi, which produce their fruit on time at the proper times. And this is all referring to a person who studies Torah. This is the first paragraph in Tehillim where it says, "Ashri isha asher liholach batzas rishoyim uveterech hatoim loyomod." Person who will only study the Torah of Hashem day and night. What does it say afterwards? He will be like a tree planted right next to water. His fruit will be produced on time. And everything he does will be successful. So it's these chachamim who ensure the success of the trees producing their fruit on time. Al kein al yodom kol tikun asod of akerem kanal. Therefore, it's just like we said before. It's dependent on the sekter hatzlocha in learning. That's what determines the hatzlocha of the trees and the fruit. The al kein, therefore, kishyesh chas v'shalom hefsid v'kilkul v'asodah, when something goes wrong and the crops don't come out right, you know, and something gets messed up in the field, for example, there's a plague of shidofoin, certain plagues that hit the crops and cause spoilage, you know, that causes a whole crop to be destroyed, that kind of thing. Which obviously shows a deficiency or a defectiveness in this concept of emunas chachamim. Therefore, in most cases, we attribute the loss to the one, to the renter, to the guy, to the sharecropper, not to the owner of the property, but to the guy who's tried to attach himself on. Ki hu kvar nofal lebchinas avdus me'achar shehiskir atzmoy lavoid b'stei acherim. Because we learned earlier that between the two, between the owner of a field and the guy who has fallen to such a low state of emunah, where he actually hires himself out to work for someone else at a low, you know, for a low amount of money and tremendous struggle, rather than having confidence that Hashem could send him parnosa through better ways, because he hired himself out to work another guy's field, שזה נמשך מפגם אמונס חכמים, כמבור לאל בויס חופכס, בהלכס סחירוס הפועלים. As we learned earlier in paragraph 28, that a person, Rav Nosson Zalveh spoke about certain low-level laborers where it's not that their work isn't kosher, their work is kosher and it's a mitzvah, but on the other hand, Rav Nosson Zalveh showed that the nature of their work is of such a low level that it seems to imply a pigam in emunas chachamim and a pigam in emun in general, because if a person had a certain minimum of emunah, they wouldn't have to go stoop to such a low level type work. Even if they had to work, the work would be on a higher level. The fact that a person is forced to do that kind of work, to be a daily laborer, in other words, hire himself out by the day, that kind of thing, implies a certain bechin of pgam emunas chachamim. Al kein toilin boy beyoser kilkol hasodeh shenimshach mipgam zekanal. Therefore, if something goes wrong with the field, we say, whose lack of emunas chachamim is it? If there's two partners, the owner of the field and this guy, it's probably him. Ki ikra tikun hasodeh shetase peiros v'tatzliach karoi hu al yidei hachachamim amitim kanal. Because we said the main thing that ensures that the field will produce properly and be matzliach is dependent on the chachomim amitim utzrichin lahamin bohem, and we have to believe in them. Ki al yidei ho emunah hashleima b'chachomim nisrabim asforim shel haTorah kanal, because through our solid faith in these chachomim we add sforim to the Torah. Because again, now their words become important to us, significant, that every time they come out with a new sefer, oh, now the Torah reached a new stage of completion. V'nechshav ki'ilu hu ba'atzmoy chidsham v'chibram. And when a Jew has the proper respect and faith for a new sefer that comes out, or for a chacham that's producing new sforim, that Jew gets credit as if he wrote the sefer. This is what Rav Nosson Zalveh writes. If a Jew has the proper emunas chachomim, that he respects the rabbis to the fullest, and he believes that every word of Torah that they produce, these chachomim amitim, is the word of Hashem, it's complementing the Torah, it's completing the Torah, that person has a share in it. Because Rav Nosson Zalveh wrote earlier, that kind of person will usually support that Talmud chacham. He'll give him money, so that any sefer that chacham produces, he's got a piece of it. He's got a piece of the action. It's as if he wrote that sefer to an extent. And to the extent that the person will have this emunas chachamim v'shleimus, his field will produce fruit and it'll be matzliach. The kanal, as we learned earlier, amen v'amen. Halavah should be zeich, but that should be the case, to have that kind of atzlocha.
In the case of this, what if you want to come in,
for sure, that's a show of emunas chachamim, a person that helps sforim get printed, a person that contributes money to print sforim, or to support the talmidei chachamim whose learning is going to result in producing those sforim. That's what Rav Nosson Zalveh is speaking about here.
That
is chidushei Torah amitim. Exactly. Knows that it seems he put more emphasis here on the issue of the type of Torah that leads to hanhogos yeshoros amaisim toivim, which is a very important point. I would want to mention it stam because this is something that I learned in the past 7 years being here in Eretz Yisrael. Especially, I heard it from the elders of Breslov here. There are many people who usually, when somebody comes to the house for a meal, let's say, or bechal, they are accustomed to saying a dvar Torah at the table. What's a dvar Torah? A dvar Torah could be a gematria, could be a this, could be a that. And even though, on one hand, there is definitely at least two accomplishments in doing that, when a person does that. Accomplishment number one is that it's learning Torah, and any part of Torah is mitzvah, and it's holy, etc. Accomplishment number two is, let's say somebody tells somebody a gematria, and the person's impressed by it. They say, oh, wow, look how deep the Torah is, look how special, look how heavenly it is that it has it's obvious that it's not man-made. On one hand, that's important and it's good, but Rav Nosson Zalveh seems to emphasize, and this is something that we have to be crystal clear in, that the most important aspect of learning Torah is the aspect that leads to Maisa, to to know that whenever you're learning something, you're searching, what is this telling me to do? What can I draw from this to apply to myself, to change myself, to improve myself? That's the tachlis, that's the ikar limud haTorah. It doesn't mean that the other forms of learning are not learning, they are learning. But ikar limud haTorah is the type of Torah from which you draw hanhogos yishoros and mishpatei emes. That's one of the things that was emphasized several times throughout this halacha. For a person to know where to put the dovish, sometimes a person gets caught up in something, and even people respect it and like it because the olam is goylam. There's an expression: just because 10,000 people say, "Hey, lahau rachmona litzlan," they did that for murderers and cutthroats. So the fact that you have people applauding you and saying rah 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 doesn't prove yet that you're doing the best thing or that you're doing the right thing. The best thing is the type of learning which affects myself, which clearly, directly affects a person's myself. And this is where Rabbeinu Zal Sforim and Rav Moshe Zal Sforim have tremendous focus on that. The Likutei Halachos, his main objective is to show you that the Likutei Maran isn't some theoretical sefer, it's not into Kabbalah, it's not into mysticism, it's into taking Hashem's wisdom and showing the Jew how to become better in all ways, you, your friends, anybody that knows you.